Senator Elizabeth Warren is calling on decent people everywhere to denounce Donald Trump. She says the GOP presidential frontrunner continues to grow into a bigger, uglier threat every day. She put up her statement in a Facebook post Monday afternoon. In the first 10 minutes after it was posted, the message was shared thousands of times. She writes, "There's a history of demagogues calling those they disagree with terrorists and using that as justification for intimidation and violence. And that history is ugly and dangerous." Warren says there's also a history of people staying quiet for too long, hoping the best, but watching silently as the threat metastasizes. Donald Trump is a bigger, uglier threat every day that goes by, and it's time for decent people everywhere, Republican, Democrat, Independent, to say, "No more Donald. There's no virtue in silence," Warren said.
I hesitate to say this because I really don't like to disparage public officials, but Donald Trump is a pathological liar.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders at a town hall Sunday evening in Columbus, Ohio.
"We have never, our campaign does not believe and never will encourage anybody to disrupt anything. We have millions of supporters. People do what they do. People have the right to protest. I happen not to believe that people should disrupt anybody's meetings. But let me say something about Mr. Trump. Some of you may have read just a few hours ago that Mr. Trump said that he is prepared to pay the legal costs of an individual who sucker punched somebody at a recent event. He's going to pay the legal fees of somebody who committed a terrible act of violence. What that means is that Donald Trump is literally inciting violence with his supporters."
Well, I think all Americans should be concerned.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, also at a town hall in Columbus, Ohio, says Trump is running a very cynical campaign, pitting groups of Americans against one another.
"He is trafficking in hate and fear. He is playing to our worst instincts rather than our angels of our better nature."
Over security concerns, the Trump people canceled a rally in Chicago Friday evening.
"I call them not protesters. I call them disruptors."
Protesters weren't just protesting Trump. They were also protesting DA Anita Alvarez, who delayed video for 13 months of a Chicago cop gunning down Laquan McDonald, and Chicago's complicit mayor, Rahm Emanuel. By Saturday evening, Donald Trump had trumped up the rhetoric inside a Kansas City rally. He said he wants protesters arrested. Outside, as protesters gathered, they were quiet for a while, according to citizen journalist Chris Stokes. They were told not to go onto the street, but a group of demonstrators linked arms and went into the streets.
They backed into the streets. They weren't going out to be violent or riot, more kind of a civil disobedience type of situation. Police then come towards them, start kind of pushing them back. An officer on a horse started using the horse to physically push against them. My original tweet of the video was that the police, because the vast majority of people were staying on the sidewalk and just watching what was going on and being nonviolent, noncombative, and the police then started to pepper spray the people in the street, and then at least one officer started walking up the sidewalk and just pepper spraying everybody that was standing there.
And tell us about the demonstrators. Who were the people out there who were opposing Trump?
You know, it was a really diverse crowd. There was people of all, you know, ethnicities, races. Everybody kind of has a different reason. There were people holding, you know, pro-immigration signs or signs saying, you know, "I'm Mexican and not a rapist." There was a group of Muslims holding signs saying, "We are not terrorists." Some Bernie supporters, some Hillary supporters, and then some who just probably don't support anybody but just can't stand the racism and rhetoric that comes from Trump.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Paul Ryan says candidates must accept responsibility for clashes that occur at their campaign events and should never condone or encourage violence.
I drew a picture of a Republican presidential candidate, Donald Trump, with a very small manhood, if you want to call it that. And what prompted it was that I don't believe that your genitals define your power, your status, or your gender.
Gender fluid artist Ilma Gore is being censored by Facebook, and she's being threatened by people who say they are from the Trump campaign.
I have been banned off of Facebook constantly since the post. I've been reached out by a third party that says that if I don't take my website, my Facebook down, and the image, that they had identified themselves as Trump's legal personnel, and they told me that if I didn't take it down that I face legal action against me, to which I made it free on my website for anyone to use. And I have been, my Twitter settings have changed to no one can see my images, and eBay has taken down my auction 3 times now. I've tried to auction off the original for charity and they've taken it down, saying it doesn't constitute as fine art.
Gore says her drawing of Trump was done a few days before the all-too-public discussion about manhood was bandied about by the Republicans. Gore says there's no way she's taking down the image of Trump. For more, go to ilmagore.com. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.